Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Stephen Leahy, how you doing, my friend?
I'm just great, John. Thanks so much for asking me.
And Elise Glink, how are you doing here today?
Things are good.
Oh, I just turned you up. You're on mic four. There you go. Things are good?
Things are good.
Yeah, good. It's a hodgepodge show. I'm bringing together people. We're meeting here in the studio. We're having a good time.
It's a party.
I love radio events. I really do.
I know. You shine at radio events.
I really do.
TV events, not so much. That's
I got some good
thing.
Pictures. John Records Landecker. Yeah.
Oh, I got that
and
one,
and
too.
John Williams and Walter Jacobson.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Karen Conti. Of course, she's a friend of mine.
Yeah,
so.
A lot of legends here. I noticed you didn't ask me for a picture, Stephen.
We already have a picture, John.
That's true. Stephen, you told me something shocking during the commercial break. Relating to the IRS. I guess no one should be shocked anymore about anything, but give it to us.
Okay, so in March of 2021, the IRS destroyed 30 million information returns, paper information returns.
What is that?
Information returns are things like W-2s, 1099s, that report what your income was to the IRS. And they use that information to match. Right, so they match what you have and what your financial institution has, and then they match them. But it's if you don't file those, you get a penalty for that. And so they just took it upon themselves to destroy them. Why? Because they could not process them in time.
Okay, so by destroying them, you mean they got them and someone had a shredder at the door, and when the mailman came, they went in, or they put the records into some digital database and then destroyed them, or what?
They did not, because that would have been processing them. So they had these paper returns, and it came to the end of the year, and they could not process them, so they destroyed them. And they said, well, don't worry, that's only 1% of the information returns, because there's billions of information returns filed.
Uh-huh.
But again, you know, you go through all the expense and hassle of filing them, and then the IRS takes it upon themselves to just destroy them. And then they didn't tell us this until just recently. There was an audit by an agency that came
Inspector
out.
Inspector General.
Yes, that's correct.
What does that mean to the individual person?
Well, actually, the IRS says nothing.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
They say it doesn't mean anything, so don't worry about it. But if that's the truth, then why do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I guess what happens is if the information returns aren't processed, then if I don't put it on my return, then the IRS won't know it. So maybe that's a good thing for taxpayers.
Yeah, right,
maybe
for
it
sure.
is. It
yeah.
could be.
You know, could
who
be.
Knows?
Stephen, where can people find out more about what you do?
Go to WGNTaxMan.com.
This is our shortest conversation. It was also my favorite, Steve. Nah, I'm just kidding. I appreciate you always coming on.
Well,
on
thanks,
John,
and I appreciate you having me. And again, I love this WGN 100 years.
Yep.
And I encourage people to get the WGN beer.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
All right, Steve.
I haven't had one of those yet.
Well, right. You were responsible. You knew you were coming on air.
Yeah, I don't
Stephen
know.
Stephen didn't care, but no, I'm just kidding. Stephen,
I was low-key, John.
Yeah, exactly. The golden lager. No, it's really good stuff.
It is good.
Take care, Stephen, okay?
Thank you, John.
Elise Glink, how are you doing?
Oh, good.
What
good.
What a time to be alive here in this market and the ups and downs.
This is totally fun. I mean, we're all just, you know, invigorating, riding the roller coaster of our 401ks.
And I know you don't want to prognosticate or look into a crystal ball, but it could be a rocky few months or years, maybe, or
yeah,
I don't
you just,
know. It's
why,
tough.
Why look, John? As I told you in the hallway, this is the time where you don't want to look at your 401k. What you want to do is you want to go out and buy an I bond. You don't. Mm-hmm. If you haven't bought an I bond, you want to go out and buy an I bond.
I did that. I checked that off the list.
Yeah, you know, somebody else came in and said they had been listening to Tom Fortino and me on Sunday mornings, and we had said go open up an I bond. Go to treasurydirect.gov and open up an I bond, and you know, buy yourself some I bonds. And he actually did.
Well, 100%. We've had so many texts from people doing it. Just a reminder to people, you have a limit of $10,000, but your spouse does too. And I think businesses that you have can get $10,000 too, right?
Well, if you have a trust.
Okay.
So you and your spouse can each do $10,000. That's $20,000. A trust could do another $10,000. And if you are, the IRS actually did process your return and you were getting a refund, you can apply up to $5,000 for that refund. So you could find a way to squeeze in a bit more than your $10,000.
TreasuryDirect.gov. looks like the first website that was ever made.
Yeah, and it's a little bit wonky. Yes. And there's some things in there that you choose. Like, I chose the wrong thing the first time because I was like, what do they actually mean by this? I'm just going to select it. But it wasn't the right thing to select. But they don't give you any explanation. So don't feel like you're the only one making a mistake. I have made it myself.
It's a government website.
It is.
And it reminds you of it every click of the mouse you do for that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a great option, right? And just, I did have a couple questions, and maybe actually, Stephen, you haven't left the room yet. You might be able to pop that microphone and answer. Either one of you, if you get an I-bond and you're getting interest on it, do you have to pay that every year, or can you wait until you pull out the I-bond? I believe you have a choice to do it however you want.
You know, I think what you want to do is you want to leave it in there. And
right.
The reason is because, of course, you're compounding the interest, and
right.
That's always better. So, for example, if you're buying an I-bond now, you're going to get a 9.62% interest rate. If you leave the money in that it earns, and even if the interest rate goes down, you're still going to get the benefit of that because now you've got your $10,000 and whatever
else still in there
on top of it.
For sure. All right. Lise Klink, I wanted to also bring you in here, obviously, to plug. What are you doing on this Sunday morning show?
Oh, we're talking about the recession. Tom Fortino and I are really concerned about what's going on out there. So we run down some of the numbers, and he's got some great strategies for things that you can do to protect yourself.
That's great. I also wanted to bring you in here because I have a show tomorrow, and I'm in for Lisa on Monday for Chicago's Afternoon News. Then I'm going away for a couple weeks, finally on a little honeymoon that's been delayed for 3 years.
Woohoo for you.
And at least Link will be filling in for me here on Your Money Matters. Thanks for doing that.
Hey, I am totally psyched to step into your big shoes.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
to do it.
Well, I appreciate that. Enjoy. The listeners are great. I will see everyone and chat with everyone tomorrow. Let's take a break, and then we got John Landecker coming up next after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.